Good Michael. Look you to the guard tonight. Let's teach ourselves that honorable stop, not to outsport discretion.
Iago hath direction what to do, but notwithstanding with my personal eye will I look to it.
Iago is most honest. Michael, good night. Tomorrow with your earliest, let me have speech with you. Come, my dear love. The purchase made, the fruits are to ensue. That profit's yet to come between me and you.
Good night.
Lieutenant.
Welcome, Iago. We must to the watch.
Not this hour, Lieutenant. 'Tis not yet 10 o'clock. Our general cast us thus early for the love of his Desdemona, whom let us not therefore blame. He has not yet made wanton the night with her, and she is sport for Jove.
She's a most exquisite lady.
Then I'll warrant her full of game.
Indeed. She's a most fresh and delicate creature.
And what an eye she has. Methinks it sounds a parley to provocation.
An inviting eye, and yet methinks right modest.
And when she speaks, is it not an alarum to love?
She is indeed perfection.
Well, happiness to their sheets. Come, Lieutenant, I have a stoup of wine, and here without are a brace of Cypress gallants, who would fain have a measure to the health of Black Othello.
Not tonight, good Iago. I have very poor and unhappy brains for drinking. I could well wish courtesy would invent some other custom of entertainment.
But one cup, I'll drink for you.
I have drunk but one cup tonight, and that was craftily qualified too, and behold what innovation it makes here. I am unfortunate in the infirmity, and I dare not task my weakness with any more.
What, man? 'Tis a night of revels. The gallants desire it.
Where are they?
Here at the door. I pray you call them in.
I'll do it.
But it dislikes me.
If I can fasten but one cup upon him with that which he hath drunk tonight already, he'll be as full of quarrel and offence as my young mistress' dog. No, my sick fool Rodrigo, whom love hath turned almost the wrong side out, to Desdemona hath tonight caroused potations pottle deep, and he's to watch. 3 else of Cyprus, noble swelling spirits that hold their honours in a wary distance, the very elements of this warlike isle, have I tonight flustered with flowing cups, and they watch too. No, amongst this flock of drunkards am I to put Arcasio in some action that may offend the isle. But here they come. If consequence do but approve my dream, my boat sails freely both with wind and stream.
For God!
They have given me a rouse already.
Good faith, a little one. Not past a pint as I'm a soldier.
Some wine, ho! Oh.
Hey, some wine!
Let me the canakin clink.
Clink! Oh, let me the canakin clink. Our soldiers are men. Oh, man's life's but a span. Wine and let a soldier drink. Spray!
For God, an excellent song.
I learnt in England, where indeed they are most potent in potting. Your Dane, your German, and your swag-bellied Hollander, drink, ho, are nothing to your English.
Is your Englishman so exquisite in his drinking?
Why, he drinks you with facility, your Dane dead drunk. He sweats not to o'erthrow your Almain. He gives your Hollander a vomit ere the next pottle can be filled.
To the health of our general.
I am for it, Lieutenant, and I'll do you justice.
Oh, sweet England!
King Stephen was an unworthy peer. His riches cost him but a crown. He held them sixpence all too dear. Without he called the tailor. He was a warrior of high renown, and thou art but of low degree. 'Tis pride that pulls the country down, so take thine old cloak about thee.
Oh, God, this is a more exquisite song than the other.
Will you hear it again?
No, for I hold him to be unworthy of his place that does those things. Well, oh, gods above all, and there be souls must be saved, and there be souls must not be saved.
It's true, good Lieutenant.
For mine own part, no offence to the general nor any man of quality. I hope to be saved.
And so do I too, Lieutenant.
Aye, but by your leave, not before me. The Lieutenant is to be saved before the Ancient. Gentlemen, let's look to our business. Do not think, gentlemen, I am drunk. This is my Ancient, this is my right hand, this is my left. I am not drunk now. I can stand well enough and speak well enough.
Excellent, well.
Why, very well then. You must not think then
that I am drunk.
To the platform, masters. Come, let's set the watch.
You see this fellow that has gone before? He is a soldier fit to stand by Caesar and give direction. And do but see his vice, 'tis to his virtue a just equinox, the one as long as the other, 'tis pity of him. I do fear the trust Othello puts him in on some odd time of his infirmity will shake this island.
But is he often thus?
'Tis evermore the prologue to his sleep.
But 'twere well the general were put in mind of it. Perhaps he sees it not, or his good nature prizes the virtue that appears in Cassio, but looks not on his evil. Is not this true?
How now, Rodrigo?
I pray you, after the lieutenant, go.
And 'tis great pity that the noble Moor should hazard such a place as his own second with one of an engraft infirmity. It were an honest action to say so to the Moor.
Not I, for this fair island. I do love Cassio well, and would do much to cure him of this evil.
Help!
Hark, what noise?
You rogue! You rascal!
What's the matter, lieutenant?
A knave! Teach me my duty! I'll beat the knave into a twig and bottle!
Beat me!
Hey, great rogue!
Nay, good lieutenant! I pray you, sir! Hold your hand!
Let me go, sir, or I'll knock you, Earl of Mazzard.
Come! You're drunk!
Drunk!
The way I say,
go out and cry a mutiny!